Okay, we're learning this month, the month of Teves, Li'il Nishmas Nechemya Zev Ben Aaron, and we're thinking about a refuah shlema for Esther Tova Bas Devora, and as always, for the Hatzlacha of the soldiers and the return of the captives. And today we're learning in honor of Rabbi Michi Rav Noy and Rabbi Landisman for their teaching a class in Yula over a decade. So we appreciate the sponsorships, and we continue to learn in that class. So this is a little bit picking up on something we mentioned yesterday. I felt badly that I didn't say it perfectly clearly, or even imperfectly clearly. And I'm not sure that the following will totally clarify, but it's still maybe will be my biach something with the following. So if you open up Maseches Yevamos to Daf 30, in the thin black editions of Yevamos, so Rav Velvel has a shtickel Torah here where he sets up the sugya. He sets up with Daf Lamed Beis, which again we have to keep coming back to. But in the context of explaining what he's saying in Tosfos, so he gives us this paragraph Ulam going over onto the second column, and then Venera, where he explains to us his Yesod, that the Yesod of Tsaras Erva is that there's an Isser Tsaras Erva, which obviously patters from Yibam. But the Pshat in the Ptur of Tsaras Erva is not that there's a Ptur of Tsaras Erva. The Pshat in Tsaras Erva is that since there's an Isser for him to be Miyavim Tsaras Erva, therefore she's Ptura from Yibam. Right? That's the Yesod that Rav Velvel sets up. He gives us a background, and he gives us a reason, that compelling reason why you have to say this. But just to read you the words in terms of the idea and the raya, ulam nireh the yishlam are owed. Again, remember, if the tsaras erva's din is that she's an isser, which is why she's pater, he's contrasting it with something else. We have to keep that in mind. So it means like this: ulam nireh the yishlam are owed. The atosis mechalki bein din ha'erva gufa ledin tsarasa. He's not going to come back and focus on this 100 times and tell us that he's really talking about Tsaras Erva for the rest of the piece over here, but he's telling us a distinction between Erva and Tsaras Erva. So what Rav Velvel tells us is that when it comes to the Erva, the Pshat in an Erva being Patur from Yibam is that there's a Patur of Arayos from Yibam. Someone who's an Erva to the Yabam doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibam. She's patered from the mitzvah of Yibam. Masha Enkin, he says, Avaloma Hanyazos, again, contextually, Lashvuya la Tsara, she hate Dina Kidin Tsaras Erva, Umishum. Dinir di Yesod Hadin the Tsaras Erva. Ain't no rock din Ptur Bilvad. Again, remember, that is true about Erva, but it's not true about Tsaras Erva. Loma Hanyazos Lashvuya la Tsara, she hate Din Dina Kidin Tsaras Erva, Umishum. Dinir di Yesod Hadin Tsaras Erva. Ain't no rock din Ptur Bilvad. The Erva Potaris Atzma, Ves Tsarasa Menachalitza Menayibam. No, Erva patters herself from Yibam Achalitza. So what's the pshat that it's Tsaras Erva's Ptur from Yibam Achalitza? So Rebbe says, Rak Yesod ve'ikr dina hu din iser. Da Erva oseres lahatzara b'makom mitzvah, umash viola le'erva dechavasa. The Erva shafts an iser in the Tsaras Erva, and because now she is a chalos shame, Tsaras Erva, an iser of Tsaras Erva, therefore she's pater from Yibam. Right? So just in terms of the, not only chronologically, but also fundamentally, chronologically it works that way. I mean, not literally chronologically, just, you know, in terms of how we think about it in I guess, spatially, in our brains. We start with the Erva being pater. The Erva assers the Tsaras Erva, and since the Tsaras Erva is asser, now she's not going to have Yibam. And Rebel says, I have a raya for this, because it says in Pasuk, the Tsaras Erva mikra delitzur dechsiv parshas rayos. Because where does the word Litzuror show up? So I would have thought it should show up somewhere in Parshas Ki Seitze, when the Torah is writing for the first time about the mitzvah of Yibam, or maybe the second time according to the Ramban in Bereishis. But when the Torah is writing about the mitzvah of Yibam formally, so the Torah says, you should do Yibam, but not an Atzara. That would have made sense, correct? Elamai, the Torah put it into the Parsha of Arayos. Why? So Bevel says, because that's the Torah is trying to telegraph to us that the Yesod Hadin Bezeh Hu Din Isser, that Tsaras Erva Ke Erva. The pshat in Tsaras Erva is that there's an Isser Tsaras Erva. That's Litzur. That's the Gzeres Kasav. Litzur means that she is a Tsaras Erva. There's an Isser Tsaras Erva, therefore there's no Yibam. Right? That's Rav Velvel and that's the Yesod. So there's no question here, but it's not a why question, but if a person had the question why, it would answer it. but just a little bit of depth, maybe, not sure, but maybe, into what Ravel is saying. At the end of the day, again, it's not a kasha, I'm just trying to flesh it out with you. At the end of the day, they're both Isurim and they're both Peturim, right? Meaning, Arayos is an Isur, right? Achosish is an Isur, Bito is an Isur. These are Isurei Arayos, and they're Pater from Yivam, Vichalitza. And at the end of the day, Atzaras Erva is Usur to the Yavam, because Litzror, she's Atzaras Erva, and there's a Ptur, Yivam Chalitza. We could talk about the fact that Erva Asurs the Tzaras Erva, but that's just how she becomes Asura, and therefore Ptura. But at the end of the day, there's a Ptur Erva, and there's a Ptur Tzaras Erva. There's an Isur Erva, and there's an Isur Tzaras Erva, right? They're really more similar than they are different. So what's this, again, not as a kasha, just in terms of trying to understand what we're reading, because you feel the chiluk, but just to understand what the chiluk is actually saying. What is the difference between Erva and Tzaras Erva? Just the fact that Tzaras Erva only draws its koach from Erva in the first place? That's not what he's saying. He's saying the Yesod Din is Isser. Masha Ingin Erva, where the Yesod Din is Ptur. But the Erva also has an Isser. And the Tzaras Erva also has a Ptur. So what's really the line between these two concepts of Erva and Tzaras Erva? Yeah? I mean, not as a kasha, but do people understand what we're at least digging at over here? Yeah? Okay. So maybe like this. What's the pshat when it comes to Arayos that a Yavam can't do Yibam with an Erva? What's the pshat? So the pshat is there's a Ptur Yibam. There's also an Isra Arayos, correct? So what? How do you explain that? How do you explain the Ptur of Yibam? So the pshat's like this. Again, it comes out of the Sugya, but you know we'll talk about it outside of the Sugya. The pshat is that a person can't do Yibam with this Isha because she's an Erva, right? What's the Isser? What's holding them back? So again, in the Sugya, there's a Pasuk of Aleha that's telling us not that there's an Isser to do Yibam with her, but rather there's no Heter. Meaning the Isser pre-exists, the concept of Yibam. If she never got married to his brother, so she'd be an Erva to him, she's his daughter, she's his wife's sister, right? She's always an Erva to him. Even if Yibum didn't exist, if we never got to Parshas Kisetze, we'd still have an Isser Erva of whatever Erva she is to this guy always, correct? That pre-exists and is totally unrelated. It's separate and distinct from the mitzvah of Yibum Bichlal. Elamai, because she has that impediment, because there's the Isser Arayos of whatever Erva it is on this Isha, therefore Allah says you can't perform Yibum because you can't beat the Isser Arayos. So the Isser Arayos patters from Yibum. But the pshat in that is not that there's no Isser Yibam. There's just no Heter Yibam. We don't have a matir for the pre-existing Isser Arayos. When it comes to Tzaras Erva, so let's say someone I know gets married, and he marries Rachel, and then he sends me a letter in the mail 2 years later, and he says, Mazel Tov, I'm getting married again. He says, oh, Givaldik, okay, so I'm gonna come for the chasen. Who are you marrying? I'm marrying your wife's sister. Okay, so that's great. So now he's marrying my wife's sister. That's an Achos Isha to me. She's a Tzaras. The first wife now becomes a Tzaras Erva, correct? Because the first wife is a co-wife with my wife's sister. But this guy is just a friend from high school. He's not the... I went to high school with a lot of Sephardim, so Mestama, they do have multiple wives. I think that they pass in that way, right? So they have multiple wives, fine. It's all good. So is she my Tzaras Erva? Is there an Isser Tzaras Erva on me to her? No, his second wife is my Achos Isha, right? Is Achos Ishti. And his first wife happens to be a co-wife with Achos Isha. Doesn't mean anything halachically, though. There's no relevance of that halachically. He's not my brother. There's not a case of Yibam that's going to come up. There's no Erva and Saras Erva relationship here. There's just Erva and Saras and Sarasa, her Tzara, her co-wife, happens to exist. But there's no halachic relevance to me. This doesn't matter. So when the Torah comes and says, Litzror, in the Parsha of Arayos, to tell you there's an Isser, the Torah is telling you not that the pre-existing Erva can't be beat out by the mitzvah of Yibam. That's not the Pshat. By Tzaras Erva, the Pshat is the Torah is telling you, Le'inyin Yibam, she's an Erva. Le'inyin Yibam, not only can't you be Miyabim Arayos because they're Arayos, but you also can't be Miyabim this lady who happens to be a co-wife with your Erva. Why? Because there's an Isser of Tzaras Erva. So what comes out is that when it comes to Arayos, the Pshat in the Ptur of Arayos is that because she has an Isser Arayos pre-existing, not related to Yibam, it's impossible to do Yibam. It's a p'tur in Yibam. It's not that Yibam, it's not that there's an Isser Yibam b'arayos. The pshat is that you don't have a heter Yibam in pre-existing arayos. Masha'in came by a tsaris erva. The pshat in tsaris erva is that Yibam asers this lady on you. The mitzvah of Yibam, the concept of Yibam, is what allows for the chalos shem tsaris erva to exist in any halachically relevant way. And the way it's presented is litzror, as an Isser. So this relationship is one of Isser tsara. So yes, there's an Isser and a p'tur by tsaris erva. And yes, there's a p'tur and an Isser by Yibam of an erva. But they're so distinct and different. They're so entirely different conceptually. And erva is usser as arayos, and therefore you can't have a mitzvah of Yibam. Masha'ikin at tsaris erva, she's not arayos. She's no relevance to you. Oh, but now we're talking about Yibam, there's an Isser Yibam on her. Yeah, that's true. She's a tsaris erva lenin Yibam. Litzur tells you there's an Isser, and therefore there's no Yibam. They're very, very different conceptually. Was that clear? Yeah? So look, that's a little bit of the depth of what Rugalbel's driving at over here. Of course there's Ptur and Isser by both of them, but it's a different Ptur and it's a different Isser. Arayos, it's the shame erva from before doesn't allow for Yibam to take over. Tsaris erva, there is no shame from before. Tsaris erva is a tsaris erva le'inyin Yibam. The whole source of the Ptur of Yibam is the fact that the Torah says you can't do Yibam with her. So it's an Isser Yibam by tsaris erva. Mashenkin by erva itself, there's a Ptur Yibam. Yeah? Okay, so with that in mind, so yesterday we mentioned Tos and Daf Lamed, who say there's a seeming machlokas, two mandamers in the Gemara, comes up a couple times in the Masechta, Nisun Mapilon or Misa Mapelas. So we pass in Misa Mapelas, but the mandamer Nisun Mapilon is obviously more machudash. We saw in Rabbi Chanan yesterday that it doesn't mean Nisun Mapilon, that the relationship of Yibam begins Bishas, their chuppah. It means that we have an eye towards Shas Yibam, which is Misa. Everyone agrees Misa is ultimately Mapelas. But we have an eye towards that already from the marriage, meaning the Sibas HaZika is already present, even though the Zika itself is obviously not present. Right? That we spoke about yesterday. So Taisus and Daf Lamed say that this concept, V'yesh Lomar, this concept, Lomahani Lamemar Nisun Mapilin, in a case of erva gufa, mishum nisun mapilin lo nachshevena kiilu nafl b'chai ishto v'yatza mimenu ba'osa shah mishum achos isha. That's the Tosis, the way Rav Elbel quotes it, the part that he quotes. So Tosis Shita is that you only say, and we had a kash from Kuftes, fine, but Tosis are saying that you only can entertain the possibility of Amanda Amar of Nisun Mapilin when it comes to Tzaras Erva. When it comes to Erva Atzma, there's no such concept of Nisun Mapilin, right? So Rebel said, that's very good. That's glatt for my Yesod. Because the pshat is, when it comes to, we'll read inside, Bir Divrayim, Dil Inin Haddin de Kol Yavama She'inani Kore Ba B'Shas Nefilu Yavam Yavo Ola V'chule, B'zeh Lo Shaykh Haddin de Nisun Arishon Mapilin, Rakaz Linam B'zeh Basar Shas Misa, She'i Shas Nefilu Mamish, V'hu Haddin Linin Kol P'ture Yibam de Kavasa, HaKol Holich Rak Acher Shas Nefilu Mamish. You want to talk about P'ture Yibam, you need a Nefila. Misa is Mapeles. Aval Haddin de Tzaras Erva, what's the pshat in Tzaras Erva? Not just that Bishas Yibam, she doesn't do Yibam because she's Pater. The Pshat in Tzaras Erva is that there's an Isser of Litzur. So Aval Adin de Tzaras Erva, Yesodino who din Isser. That Tzara Ne'eseres Liyibam. Ah, Bial Zeu de Shayech Adin de Nisuin Rishon Mapilin. On that you can say that Nisuin Mapilin, de Kvar Nesra Az Kedin Tzaras Erva, B'malka Mitzvah V'shuv Ein Laheter. Because at that point already she became Aser. She became Aser Bishas Nisuin as a Tzaras Erva. The Tzaras Erva, the Shem Tzaras Erva, the Isser Tzaras Erva was Chal already. Came the Nesra Sha'achas is not going to be a Heter afterwards. That's what Rav Elbel said is glat. It's a chiluk between Erva and Tzaras Erva, right? That's what Rav Elbel said. So, okay, but an Achos Isha and a Bito and whatever, any of the picker, one of the 15, they're also Arayos Bishas Nisuin, right? There's an Isser Arayos Bishas Nisuin also. So there's an Isser by both. There's an Isser by Arayos too. I mean, what chiluk is this? Just because Tzaras Erva is a shame Isser Bishas Nisuin, so is Achos Isha. So is, so is Eishes Achiv Mei Imo. So is Bito. What's the chiluk here? So again, it's related to what we just said, but maybe this is the depth to what Rav Elbel was trying to say. the pshat in Misa Mapalas, you don't need a pshat in Misa Mapalas. It makes sense. The Shas Yibum is Mapil. When she's Nofel to Yibum, so now you talk about Yisurim and Heterim. So, of course, it makes sense to judge Erva and Tzaras Erva by Shas Misa. I don't need to explain that. But Shas Misa is when the Mitzvah of Yibum kicks in. Okay, but let's say you're the Man Damar Nisuin Mapilin, which means not that you think Yibum kicks in Chas V'Shalom B'Shas Nisuin. No, but it means that you have an eye towards the Zika. There's a Sibas Zika, even if the Zika itself is not there yet. If she'll continue on this trajectory, or if things will change, she'll be Shayach to Yibum, right? That's the way Rabbi Chanan said it. That occurs already B'Shas Nisuin. So because of that, we'll look at the Shas Nisuin also as a relevant point on the map in terms of determining whether this person is Aser, Mutter, Pater, Chayiv. So when it comes to Tzaras Erva, that makes a little bit of sense. Because a Tzaras Erva is like the, like Ravel says, it's a shame Isser, it's a Chalos shame Isser, it's a Yesod Dino is an Isser of Tzaras Erva. And B'Shas Nisuin, that Isser was Chal. But we won't say such a thing by Erva itself. What's the difference? So maybe the difference is what we're saying. Arayos are usser to a person. Why? Because of the arayos relationship that pre-exists marriage. Doesn't have to pre-exist marriage, but it could pre-exist marriage. It could pre-exist yibam, obviously, correct? Arayos are inherently usser to the person. So, vas tutmir, the fact that they're married now, that there's a shas nisuin, what shaykhus does a shas nisuin have to the arayos from before they were married? Even if you're mandamar shas nisuin, even if you're mandamar, sorry, nisuin mapilin, which means bimiktsas, there's an afila. It means, you know, there's a sibas hazika here. What does a sibas hazika have to do with the fact that she's achus ishto? What does a sibas hazika for yibam have to do with the fact that she's bito? That she's eshesach me'imo? Those are not related concepts. Those have nothing to do with each other. So nisuin mapilin is irrelevant when it comes to erva, says Tosfos. Because what does nisuin mapilin means? There's a sibas hazika. What does a sibas hazika have anything to do with the fact that she's a rayos to me? No shaychus. So now when Misa happens and there's Mamish Azika, now we have to ask the question, can they do Yibam or not? Answer, no, she can't do Yibam, fine. But Shas Nisuin has nothing to do with that. Even if you hold Nisuin Mapilin, it has nothing to do with that. But says Revelva, but when it comes to the Isser of Tzaras Erva, what's the Pshat in the Isser of Tzaras Erva? It's not just that it's Isser versus Ptur. The Pshat in the Isser of Tzaras Erva is that she's a Tzaras Erva Le'inyan Yibam. Meaning the way that you shaft this Isser in her, the reason she's Usser, the only reason there's any halachic meaning to the fact that she's a Tzaras Erva is because there's a Parsha of Yibum. So says the Mandamar Nisuin Mapilin, okay, Misa's Mamish Mapelis, that's true. But the Shaft Nisuin matters a little bit too because there's a Sibas Hazika. So if anyone here has a shtickle at Tzaras Erva, it's enough of a Sibas Hazika, there's an Isser of Tzaras Erva, that matters for this moment because it's a moment of Yibum on the map. If you're the man that amar nisuin mapilin, you don't care if the erva happens to be there b'shas nisuin, because what does erva b'shas nisuin have anything to do with each other? B'shas nisuin just means there's a sibas hazika. What does sibas hazika have to do with a rayos? She's a rayos because she's a rayos. Nothing to do with sibas hazika. But if the pshat is that there's an isser here of tzaras erva, an isser yibum of tzaras erva, so then we have to look, when was the first time when Zika was relevant? Not a full Zika, but a Sibas Zika. When was that relevant? B'shas Nisuin already. So says the Mandamar, yeah. So therefore, Nisuin are Mapilin Le'inyan at Tzaras Erva. It's not Tzaras Erva versus Erva. It's Yibam Isser versus a non-Yibam Isser. Erva is not an Isser Yibam. It's a lack of Heter Yibam. Tzaras Erva is an Isser Yibam. Litzror means there's an Isser to do Yibam. Okay, so when did Yibam start? We have to look. Either you hold Misa Mapelas, or you hold maybe a little bit of Shtikl Nisuin Mapilin. When it comes to Erva, you don't have to ask that question. It's just a question that you have to ask. You have to go to the rabbi when the brother dies, Rahman al Salam, a little young. You have to go to the rabbi and say, should we do Yibam or not? You'll ask the question then, Misa Mapelas, according to everyone. But if it's a Tzaras Erva case where it's an Isser Yibam, so you want to ask the question in advance, when did Yibam kick in at least a little bit? When was Yibam on the map? If Yibam was already on the map, B'Shas Nisuin, then the Tzaras Erva settles in. Came in the Nesra, Sha'achas, she's Nesra forever. So maybe that's helpful in terms of fleshing out the Svara and Revelval and why that Svara counts for this Chilik and Tosas. But maybe that also helps us rehash what we said yesterday, which is that we said, don't we have a Kasha from Daf Kuftes? Kufches onto Kuftes. There, it's Megaresh Ve'achzira. Nisun Rishon and then Nisun Shniyim. Right? And we said that's a case of erva, And we're being omit over there in the Gemara. Abaye is saying it's a question of whether, for Rabbi Lazar, it's a question of whether Nisuin Mapilin or Misa Mapelis. We said, what are you talking about? That's a case of Erva, not Tsaras Erva. I thought Tosan Daf Lamed said you could only have a question, a Manda Amar, of Nisuin Mapilin, Bimakum Tsaras Erva. But this is a case of Erva. This is a case of Erva Mamish. But Lefi, what we're saying now, it's glat. This is what we're trying to say yesterday, but I think it makes more sense now. Lefi, what we're saying, it's very good. There's no chilek between Erva and Tsaras Erva. If it's an Erva, there's no such thing as Nisuin Mapilin. If it's a Tsaras Erva, there's a thing as Nisuin Mapilin. No. There's a chilek between when it's an Isser Yibam versus when it's just an Arayos that pre-exists. So when it comes to most cases of Erva, we don't need to ask the question until Shas Misa. She's an Arayos from before, and she'll be Pater from Yibam. When it comes to Tsaras Erva, it's a question of, is there an Isser Yibam here? We ask that question the second there's a Sibas Azika. When it comes to the quirk of a case on Kovches, Kovtes, the Mishnah of Elazar Shita, like Abaye explains it, when it comes to that case, you have a funny situation. She's a regular Erva. She's a regular Erva. However, when he divorces her, what happens? It shafts an Isser. It shafts an Isser for Yibam at that point. There's no, you can't do Yibam anymore because she's Grushas Achiv. You can't do Yibam at that point. They get remarried, okay, that's what we talked about yesterday, why we don't say Nisum Shniyam Mapilim, fine. But in terms of this question itself, this is not a problem, because Tosas are not trying to say, anytime it's an Erva, you can't have a Mandarma Nisum Mapilim. They're saying anytime it's a case of a pre-existing Arayos that has nothing to do with Yibam, you can't have the Mandarma Nisum Mapilim. But if he was Megarish her and assert her in Yibam at that point, the Asar Nibam is not anymore a question of looking at the Shas Nisuin for an Arayos. It's looking at the Shas Nisuin for a Nefila. This was a point at which he Asar her, the same way at Tsaras Erva Asars. That's the whole Chiluk. The whole Chiluk is Isser versus Ptur. Now we have a little bit of a beer in that, so maybe it gives us a little bit more of a Tfisa also in why the Kasha from Koftes is not a Kasha. It's not an exception to the rule. It just was never part of Tosas' rule in the first place, the way Revelable is explaining it.
Saying Grushas Achiv is an Isser Yibam because of Maisa took place, as opposed to
because Yibam is Usser now.
Even though it's also Usser by an Erva,
it's not Yibam's not Usser by an Erva until she falls to Yibam. She's Arayos. She's an Isser Arayos her whole life to this guy, and when she falls the Yibam Misa Mapeles, she'll be Usser by Yibam because of her Arayos. This case of Grushas Achiv, she's Usser B'Yibam now, because the story's over, because he got divorced. There's never going to be a Heter Yibam. We already answered that question in this marriage. She can't fall to Yibam anymore. In the first case, she was Usid to not be able to fall to Yibam. Here, after the first marriage, she was no longer able to be Misyabemis, meaning we asked the Shaila, there's no Yibam that's going to happen. They get remarried, and now they want to ask the question again. But she was Assered at that point. She was Nesra. Masha'in came by an Erva. She wasn't Nesra B'Yibam. She just won't have a Heter eventually. Here, the Shiloh is Gepaskin, because there's no marriage anymore. There's no discussion of Yibam anymore. It's done.
And even though when they get remarried...
So that's the question of why Nisu and Shni and Shni Mampil, and that was be dealt with yesterday. Right. That was where we gave our marriage advice for people who are rekindling the flames of their past. They shouldn't try to relive the old marriage. They should start the new marriage. Right.
What's the difference between this and if you're Reuben and Shimon gets married and creates Achos Isha later after Reuben is already married? Reuben's married and it's Shimon's Yavama, and then Shimon gets married to her sister and creates Achos Isha. So it's the same thing as Grushas Achiv.
No, it's not a crime. We're not talking about a timing issue over here. We're talking about the fact that Achos Isha is halachically independent of the mitzvah of Yibam. She's Achos Isha regardless of whether there's ever a case of Yibam, regardless of whether there's a parsha of Yibam. If you didn't if you found the dead sea scrolls and you didn't find Parshas Kisetze, and you decided that was more authentic, you would still have an Isser of Achos Isha regardless of when he gets married. It's only true by Tsaras Erva that the fact that there's a mitzvah of Yibam assers this woman be Yibam. Tsaras Erva is only relevant as an Isser Yibam, mashing in Arayos, which is Usser inherently, and it will happen afkamina for Yibam.
And Grusha Sachi.
The point by Grusha Zachov is that we passed in the Shaila of Yibam already. She's Usser B'Yibam once they get divorced. There's an Isser Yibam on her.
Why is Grusha Zachov not independent of the Parsha of Yibam?
The same way after, once you have a Ptur of Arayos, let's say a regular case of Achos Isha, and she's Pater, she's now also Usser B'Yibam, right? It's just, what's the Gorim? Okay. It's a Ptur. Regardless of the Isser, she ends up being, as we said, we started with, right? She ends up being Asr B'Yibam also. So the same thing is true here. But the point is, now when we're looking back, what happened in that story? She became Aser B'Yivam through being Pater, but she became Aser B'Yivam. That's it. In the case of a regular case of Erva, who's not Nofelos, but you know, there's a Shas Nefila. So she's Pater from Yivam. Therefore, it's Aser to do Yivam. But she's Pater from Yivam is the Pshat. That's the basis, right? Okay. Now, so if we look at it in advance, is she Aser B'Yivam? No. She's going to be Pater from Yivam. But if we go a month later, after they already asked the rabbi, should we do Yivam? He said, no. Now there's an Isser Yivam. So looking back in history, she's Aser B'Yivam now. If you're, you know, months after the Nefil already happened. Right? So the question is answered two different ways, depending on what vantage point you're looking from. So when it comes to Rebbe Lezer's case on Kof Tes, Kof Ches and Kof Tes, so there he was Girsha Ve'Echzira. When we're asking the Shaila now, 2 years later, after they got remarried a second time, she was Asura Be'Yibam after the Gerishin Rishonim. Even though before the Gerishin Rishonim, she was Asid Lios Petura from Yibam, but once the Gerishin happened, it Asered her, Be'Yibam. That's not new. That's Rabbi Chanan was saying that Chilak also, meaning there's a Shas Isser as opposed to just a, you know, there's a Shas Isser the same way you have by Tzaras Arba. That's what we're saying is that that's the in Lamdas, that's the same Pshat as Tzaras Arba. Because Tosus is never drawing a Chilak between Tzaras Arba and Arba. Tosus is drawing a Chilak between Usser and Pater. Head scratch or?
No. Isn't Tosus on Lamed distinguishing not between fundamentally Saras Erva and Erva, but rather between a person who has a Shas Isser and a person who never had a Shas Isser throughout the marriage? Because that case of Akhazisha is not a regular case of Akhazisha. It's a case where through a Nesuim Apilim, she could be viewed as an Akhazisha. But she never once was an Akhazisha before or throughout the marriage.
Just to clarify one thing, if you're correct, that's a question on Revelvel, right?
I don't think. I forget the Lashon, but...
How could you forget? I read it like 10 seconds ago. Isn't Revelvel explaining that the difference between Erva and Saras Erva, not non-Erva and Saras Erva?
I thought maybe it was the difference between if you have somebody who is already Asura and Yibam, so you can take that and bring it to the Nefila, even if there's no Issa right now. If there once was an actual Issa, then you can bring it now. But
I understand what you're saying in Tosus. I understand why that could be the Pshat in Tosus. I'm just saying I don't think Revelvel read Tosus that way, right?
But isn't he saying that? Nesuim Apilin, what that would effectively be doing is saying, since you can convolute this case to say that she would be in some sense viewed as an Achazisha, even though she's not actually, she never once was an Achazisha. There was never an Issa Achazisha on her. It's just that Nesuim Apilin can allow us to view her like she would have been an Achazisha. You can't say that because there was never an Isser that we can extend. It's just that through the Nesuim Apilim, the Petur of Nesuim Apilim, can then allow us to generate the Isser. But his whole Yisod is that it's the Isser that's driving the Petur. And I thought...
Maybe you have a way of reading this, but just to read you, after he says what... And let's say you want to read it your way, Pshat Tosfos, he says, V'hu adin l'inyin kol peture yibam dekavasa... Hakol holech rak acher shas nefila mamish. I thought it was obvious that he means, meaning so much so that I didn't think that he could have read Tosfos that way. V'hu adin l'inyin kol petura yibam, meaning what I explained to you before. There's this difference between petura yibam and iser yibam of tzara, which is what the whole shtickl is geboitan from that first second paragraph, right? So hu adin l'inyin kol petura yibam dekavasa. Hakol holech rak acher shas nefila mamish, meaning by things which are petura yibam, as opposed to things which are isur yibam, aval hadin detaras erba, yisodino is isur, is din isur.
Is he contrasting between erva and tzaras erba, or nesuim apilim and whatever tzaras erba was? The tour that one can get, the shas nefila, is different than a nesuim apilim extending a previous isur to right now.
Right, so I'm saying, when he says, v'hu adin lin kol petura yibam would seem to me to be a reference to Arayos as opposed to Tzaras Erva. Because that's the chilek he's been drawing until now. I assume the way you would have to read it is Hu Adin Lechol Petura Yibam, meaning any strange case of Nisu and Mapilin extending an Isser.
Yeah,
right? That seems like a stretch, no? In terms of Revel, not in terms of Tosfos. Willie will run through the words with you during lunch. Don't worry.
Context, it doesn't
have anything to do with the rest of the piece. So again, my point is not that you're wrong in reading Tosfos or that it's a legitimate read in Tosfos. We're not learning Tosfos, you know, that's not what we're doing here. We're learning Brisker Rav. My impression is that he's not reading it that way. Okay. On Yud Gimel Beis, when we're talking about Shitas Beis Shammai, so Rava gives a beer in Beis Shammai that Beis Shammai holds in Iser Chal Iser. So because in Iser Chal Iser, you won't have a case of Ptur of Tsaris Erva. So Tosfos Fraktikasha Vim Tomer came into Isser Achas Isha Lo Chayil Tis Yabim Erva Gufa. If the Yisod is that Ein Isser Chal Isser, so the second Isser is not going to be Chal in the first Le'inin Sar Serva should also not be Chal in the Erva Gufa. So why is there Ptur Yibim? She was already in Ish Zach. V'yish Lomer Isser Achas Isha Mitla Tali V'kai Ipaka Isser Ish Zach Asi V'chayil Hilkach Lopaka. I don't know if you guys have seen that Gemara yet, but the Gemara in Lamed Beis says that in a case where you have such a thing, Achos Isha is trying to come and shtup itself, insert itself into a relationship that's already Eish Zach, so it's not Chal, in a Sechal Isser, but it's Mitla Talib Akai. Because Mitla Talib Akai, it holds Eish Zach's head under the water and keeps it Shaykh and Lopaka. So that's the Tosfos' answer, the Kasha. So what Revel starts with over here, and the Rishonim really pick up on, is Tosfos don't, they answer half the question, they don't answer the full question, right? Tosfos' answer, why the Erva is still Asura, because Mitla Tali V'kai. But Viter, so then why doesn't Mitla Tali V'kai also Aser and Pater the Tzara, right? So Tosfos don't answer that question. So Revel puts in the brackets, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, Enachanami, Mitla Tali V'kai applies to both. Fine. But the Chiddush HaRamban here, so the Ramban deals with this. And he suggests the following pshat in Beis Shammai, which starts like Tosfos and maybe just adds a little bit of an important part. V'yitikshu lach I'hachi erva gufa tisyabim yibum, eh? So the Ramban says, the Svara of Mitla Tali V'kai is very good, but not Linin Tzara. It's very good because Mitla Tali V'kai and therefore Lopaka, but it's not good because Legabe Tzara. Since that iser of achus ish, well, I shouldn't really say so much. Kevan, since mechayim the iser of achus isha isn't chal, therefore she's not considered a tzaras erva. So Revel quotes this extra line from Ramban where he's attempting to add to Tosfos' answer to account for the difference between tzara and erva herself. And Revel gives us three possibilities in terms of what the pshat in the Ramban is. So this is on page Tes Zion, at the right-hand column. It's that, second paragraph, Vihine. He presents the Ramban. He gives us one pshat in the Ramban. We're not talking about it right now. Then he offers the Or Samech's pshat in the Ramban, which is basically that there's chiluke sugyos over here. that there's machlokas asugis between lamed beis and yigimel, and taimayu de beis hillel is because they hold like lamed beis that kevan de achos ishes mitl talay v'kai, therefore lo paki yisur de shzach, and that patters the tzara also, and beis shami disagrees with that. But Rav Elbel says that's not possible in the Ramban, because the Ramban is clear. He quotes it, I'm not reading it now, but it's clear in the Ramban that Hari Lahejit is really the Ramban. He doesn't think there's a machlokas asugyos, so the second possibility of the Or Sameach is problematic. Ulam, Mashiach Lomar Od, Bekavanas de Ramban. So Rav Elbel suggests that Lefi Darko, it's understood what the Ramban is being mechalik between over here when it comes to Erva and Saras Erva by Mitl Tali Vikai. It's kedai to open it up if you have it. Shechilik bina erva atzma l'tzarasa, de svir le laharamban, de be'emes me'ikar adin, kach tzarech lios. The emes is, it really is true, that this is how it should be. Kevin the ain eschal iser, ain barak iser ishzach greda. She's already an ishzach. Achos isha is not going to be able to insert itself there. So she should, it should just be an iser ishzach greda. So good, she's an Eish Zach Greta, which means we have the mitzvah of Yibam. Everything works out. She doesn't have a Ptur Erva, because the Achos Isha can't set in. It keeps getting rejected. It's not being Chal. So she's an Eish Zach Greta, so she should be Mitzya Bemes. What's going to happen? He's going to die. The Eish Zach is going to be there, and the Achos Isha is going to come and be Chal. Vinif Teres, Tekef, Aydezem, and Achalitzem, and Ayibim, Kedin Erva Lacher Nefila. She's going to be an Erva of Achos Isha. Vikemish Nif Teres, Harich Ozeres, Lios Eishazach. Therefore, she's going to be Kedishanach. Now I think you should take a dram in for a second, but the revival continues. Vahari, Dever Choser Chalila, it's going to go again. This was always the best, and when you start learning Gemara, and you get to a line in the Gemara when it says, Lo Rei Zeh Kerei Zeh. You're like, oh, I'm going to sail right now. I know all, I already learned all these words. They're just going to repeat three times. This is great. So Rav Elbel's going to tell us, it's a circular logic over here. D'mach mas Yisur Deish Zach HaDin Nosin D'Lifka V'Tipo Li'ibim U'Mimel HaRechayel Ba Yisur Deach HaZisha HaPotor Midin Erva V'Shuv HaDin D'Chor Zez Chozer Zliyos HaZishach. It's going to go back and forth. V'Al Karcha HaDin Mischalik Etzla. It must be, Al Kain, HaDin Mischalik Etzla. What it is that there's one lady with a shtikla split halachic personality over here. There's two dinim in this lead that we have to look at. We have to ask two different questions when we're talking about her status towards the Abam. Dim banu ladun linin chiyuva, harihu chayiv aleha mishum eshes ach, velo mishum achos isha. Let me ask you a question. If you would want to marry her, what would he be over on? What would be the chiyuv that he would incur? Eshes ach. Why? Because achos isha can't be chal. Achos isha can't land. So she's an eshes ach. It's true. This that she's going to end up being an Eshazach is only because Achazisha keeps coming back and pushing her back into Eshazach. But there's never a point where she stopped being Eshazach. It's all happening simultaneously. You ask the question, what she's chayev on? Sorry, what he's chayev on? Eishazach. Aval im banu ladin linim ptura. But why is she putter from mitzvahs yibam, from mitzvahs chalitza? I understand there's a chiyuv of Eishazach that would be incurred over here. Why is she ptura? Why is she not able to perform the mitzvah of yibam chalitza? Hari mitzad isura de Eishazach in an eteres. Vari hi kechol Eishazach de alma. Eishazach, there's a mitzvah of yibam. The fact that she's an Eishazach, it's ironic. It boggles the mind. But the fact that she's an Eishazach is why she's usher to him. That's the chiyuv. But that's not why she's pater in Yibam. If she was an Eishazach, she'd be chayiv in Yibam. There'd be a mitzvah of Yibam. No, kol petura hu rak mishum yisura da'achos isha shechal ba la'achar nefilasa. V'im kein dina kedin erva la'achar nefila de lo patra tzarasa. So, the chiyuv, Eishazach. But what's patering her from Yibam and Chalitza? The fact that she will be an Achos Isha. So we're effectively saying is that this lady, if you ask two different questions, you get two different answers. You want to know what you're chayiv on, you're chayiv on Eishazach. You want to know what's working to pater her from Yibam and Chalitza, the Isser of Achos Isha, which wasn't yet Chal, but will be Chal L'Achar Misa at some fake, theoretical point, some theoretical point in time, the Isser of Achos Isha will be chal on her. V'hein hein devar Ramban, shekasa dehi atzma, eina misya bemes, why? Mishum da Isser Achos Isha, mitla tali v'kai. Ipaka Isser Isha zach, as Isser Achos Isha v'chayil. Aval gabi tzara, kevin de mechayim lo chala Isura da Achos Isha, lav tzara le'ervehi. V'inyin tzara, the Isser of Achos Isha is not chal mechayim. It's only chal la'achar, chayim, la'achar misa. Again, to pater from Yibn HaChalitza, you just need the Chiyav Veshach. But to pater from a Tzara, you need an Isser. You need the Isser to be Chal. Here, the Isser that's going to be the Tzara's Erva, that's going to make her Tzara's Erva, is not Chal until La'achar Misa. But a La'achar Misa, the Erva, doesn't make her a Tzara's Erva now. The Le'inin Liftor Min HaChalitza Min HaYibim Din Isser Achos Isha Zeh Kemot Lo Chal Mechayim Mechal Rak La'achar Misa. Yeah. Kemot Lo Chal Mechayim Mechal Rak La'achar Misa. So that's what the Ramban is trying to explain to us in Svaras Beis Shammai, is that Mitla Tali V'Kai tells you that there's two dinim here. It tells you that Le'inyin Chiyuv, she remains, she blives by Eish Zach, and it tells you that Le'inyin the Ptur from Yibam Chalitza, she's Pater because of Achos Isha. Okay, a Ptur we have, but an Isser of Achos Isha we don't have. A Ptur we have, but an Isser of Achos Isha we don't have. So a Ptur, that's good for the Erva herself. But a Tzara's Erva needs an Isser. The Isser is not going to be Chal Mechayim, and therefore Tzara's Erva doesn't catch on according to this logic. That's Rav Elbel's sharp explanation. With that, Rav Elbel says, Be'ofen, now that we understand Rashi, we understand what the Machlokas Rashi and Ramban is. We were always talking about Tosas and Rashi, but now we're talking about Rashi and Ramban, and he's going to say Ramban is like Tosas, but it's the same point, right? He's developing the same Yesod, Ramban and Tosas. I think the way that Rav Elbel's learning the sugi is that the Ramban is the extension of Tosas, right? Meaning, Tosas said a shita, he didn't fill in the blank, and the Ramban fills in the blank for Tosas. That's sort of the way he presented it. But often the lefiz that pligi Rashi v'haramban, the ikr peirusha the hachmilsa the isra achos isha mitl tali v'kai v'chulei hilkach lapaka. Rashi and the Ramban are arguing about the ikr svara, the ikr halacha, the hagdara of what's the pshat in mitl tali v'kai. The lepirish Rashi. Have a perish the kevin the isra achos isha mitl tali v'kai. Kvar yesh baptur erva me'achshav. According to Rashi, the pshat nesuya by mitl tali v'kai is that, again, because remember, Rashi seems to think that the idea of mitl tali v'kai accounts for why the erva's ptura and why the tzara's erva's ptura, correct? Because it's only Tosfos who makes that chiluk on Lamed Beis, not Rashi. So Rashi thinks mitl tali v'kai means yesh baptur erva me'achshav. V'hilgach lo paka isura de eshazach. Uladas haramban, that's not the pshat of mitl tali v'kai. Uladas haramban, kol mechayim, ein ba adayim p'tur erba da'achos isha. El di isura da'achos isha shechal tekef benifilasa hu apotra. The isra of achos isha doesn't exist yet, but the p'tur of la'achar misa can apply to the erva. V'hiyanu senes lo paka mimena isra de eshazach, kevin shechazeres lios eshazach, mishum p'tur da'achos isha shechal tekef benifilasa v'lo haya la shas hetami olam, v'zeu pirush de hilkach lo paka. And says Rav Elbel, very crucial, the Einachanami, according to Ramban, the Hasugi the Hacha Alibud Rav Shammai, the Hasugi the Lakam and Daf Lamed Beis, both Alibud Rav Shimon, both them lo pligi, the Sof Kol Sof, lo paka Yisur de Ishzach, uchmok shekasu hataisvis. So they're arguing, says Rav Elbel, about the Iker Svara of Mitla Tali V'Kai, is the Pshat that Mitla Tali V'Kai means Rashi says the Ptur is he already? Or the Pshat is that the Ptur of La'achar Misa Pater is the Erva, Nafkamina Tzara's Erva. Now, note, this is for me, it gets confusing, but it's worth talking out. Rashi on Lamed Beis is explaining, it's not particularly Beis Hillel, but it's Halacha Lamaisa, it's a Stama de Gemara. So Rashi is within Beis Hillel, right? That we pater Erva and Saras Erva. So in terms of Svara, he's against the Ramban. But the Ramban is explaining Beis Shammai. Meaning the Ramban thinks Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. So we're not saying the Ramban and Rashi, they may have different nafkaminas, but I'm saying we're not saying the Ramban and Rashi disagree about whether Tzara's Erva is Petura. Beis Shammai, Ramban also passes like Beis Hillel, right? And he's going to go on to explain Beis Hillel and the Chiddush Ramban. The point is, the Svara the Ramban's laying out for us in the Gimel, and the Svara that Rashi's laying out for us on Daf Lamed Beis are different in terms of how they explain Mitla Tali V'Kai. Rashi happens to be explaining Beis Hillel, and or Stama de Gemara, and Ramban happens to be explaining Beis Shammai and saying how the Gemaras are consistent, but that's not a machlokas in terms of who we paskin like. That's just a machlokas in terms of understanding the svar of mitl tali v'kai, what it accounts for and what it doesn't count for, correct?
Yeah.
So just two, one question, but sort of stacked. It might be two questions, but they're definitely overlapping. Lefira Velvo, what's the Machlokas Ramban and Rashi about? Meaning, we know what the Machlokas is, but why do they argue about that? Meaning, why does one say one way about Mitzvah Tavikai? Why does the other say the other way about Mitzvah Tavikai? What's that Machlokas about? What are they arguing about? Maybe same question, a different way, right, is what's the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about? Meaning, whatever Beis Shammai is being explained as by the Ramban, what does Beis Hillel say as a pushback? Good? It's really the same question, because Rashi represents Beis Hillel, and the Ramban represents Beis Shammai. So we could either ask, what's Rashi and Ramban arguing about? Or we could ask, within the Ramban, what does Beis Hillel push back to Beis Shammai? Clear-ish? So, two possibilities. The first possibility I initially thought was, you know, a Baal Batish suggestion. And I confirmed that because Zach thought of the same thing. So I'm joking. But Zach had this idea on his own, and I think it's I think it has potential in Revelva. It certainly has potential in Sugya, we'll see. But it maybe has potential in Revelva. I just happen not to know for sure. I don't think it's Mukhraf. But the following suggestion occurred to me already when we were learning Rashi and Tosfos, before we got into the depth of Revelva over here, just Rashi and Tosfos on Lamed Beis, was the following. Is it possible that Rashi and the Ramban are arguing about our favorite Sugya, Ein Isser Chal Isser? What's the pshat in Ein Isser Chal Isser? Is the pshat in Ein Isser Chal Isser a machlokas rishonim that starts in the achronim somehow, but a machlokas rishonim nonetheless of whether Ein Isser Chal Isser means that when there's one isser there already, the other isser doesn't exist, or is the pshat that the other isser exists, you're just not going to incur multiple chiyuvim for it, correct? So Rabbi Sauer, you know, talked about this for us, was it last week? 2 weeks ago? I forget already. 2 weeks ago. Someone, what? Was that last week? I don't remember when Hanukkah ended. 2 weeks ago. So, no, it was the second week of Hanukkah, though. Either way, 2 weeks ago, either way. So, Ein Isser Chal Isser, so what's the pshat? The Prima Gadim and all the Achronim deal with, Tosis is in the Gemara over here, another Behuda, fine. So, very fascinating Shaila and Behuda. So, what's the pshat in Ein Isser Chal Isser? The pshat is that it mamish doesn't exist, or the pshat is it exists, you're just not going to incur a chiyah for it. Nafka mina maybe lekover ben rishayim. Fine. So is it possible that the Rashi thinks that mitzvah b'kai means yesh b'ptur erva me'achshav, meaning the isser is not chalal isser, but it exists. It's in the world. There's an isser of achos isha that exists already. It's just not chal. It doesn't incur a chiyah for it. But that's enough to be mafkiya both the erva and the tzaras erva. And the Ramban says, "What are you talking about?" The Ramban says, "No, I don't agree with that." The Ramban says, "Ein isser chal isser means ein isser chal isser. It doesn't exist at all. It's not in the veld." Maybe, just one smuchim lakach is the Ach Yezer says that pshat in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which is goof of what we're saying. Those are the related questions. So the Ach Yezer suggests in Ebenezer, the end of Simon Gimel, he suggests that, and he says it in the Ramban, that what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about is the Etzem Yisod of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Beis Shammai thinks Ein Isser Chal Isser means there's no Isser. And Beis Hillel says there is an Isser, you're just not going to incur an Achiyah for it. That's enough, obviously, to pater you by Erva and Saras Erva. Okay, maybe.
For Rashi, in this. And it's chalas, it may not work.
Meaning it wouldn't be lishtaza.
Right. Ramban Mamash says that over there. He assumes that it's not chal at all. But Rashi, Tos always invokes
the... Again, so it would still be okay with...
Within the Ramban...
1 second. No, it's not good in the Ramban either, because the Ramban's going to pass like Beis Hillel. But if he's saying Stamazai like Beis Shamesvar, that's not good either, right?
Right.
Maybe that's why they pass all this. I don't know. Like, that corner might probably have a good time with this. But maybe this will be Chabur next week instead of lishtaza. But good. So it might not be Lishtazu either way.
It's all
Beis Shammai, right? The only Shaila is if we should have made a Berachas Torah before. That's the only Shaila. Fine. The other possibility, though, maybe, is the following. Everyone agrees, like Rav Chanan tells us, everyone agrees that, Rambam certainly doesn't think that there's such a concept as the Isser being Chal, just not Chal, this in-between zone. That's not true. No, it's something much more understandable than that. It's the fact that even though there's no Isser, that's Chal Isser, but the Shem Isser exists. The Shem, and we're not talking about Basar B'chal, we'll talk about Erva. The Shem Erva of Achaz Isha, this woman is Asid Lios and Achaz Isha, so much so that it's Mitl Tali V'kai, which means that the Shem Achaz Isha is there, it's just the Isser can't get in through the door. We keep slamming the door on the Isser because she's an Eish Zach, But she's definitely an Achuz Isha. That relationship exists. She has a shame, Achuz Isha, right? She's definitely his Achuz Isha. You can't deny that. So maybe, I don't think you want to set up a machlokas whether there's a shame Achuz Isha. But maybe the machlokas Rashi Ramban, or Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is the following. What, and for those of you taking notes at home and writing them on a computer afterwards, this could enter into a kuntris on the idea of shame erba. The question that the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel revolves around, maybe, is, according to Beis Shammai, you need an iser to pater, to aser tzaras erba, to pater tzaras erba. You need an iser. According to Beis Hillel, you don't need an iser. You need a shame iser. We talked about this from Daf Beis all the way through Yud Gimel, right? On Daf Beis, we spoke about it by Chamoso. We spoke about it recently on Daf Yud and Balas HaTanai. What asers and paters, according to Beis Hillel, is not a chalos iser, not a iser befoel of whatever, achuz isha, whatever erva it is. What asers and paters in Yibum for Beis Hillel is the shame iser of that erva. Here, avad, you have a shame erva. You have the shame erva of achuz isha that's hovering around. Mit l'tali v'kai. So Rashi says, and Beis Hillel holds, that that's enough to aser and pater tsaros as well. Beis Shammai say no. Beis Shammai say no. You need mamish the iser befoel. You need the iser befoel in order to have a ptur and the afka of the mitzvah of yibum. But Beis Hillel pushes back, and what Rashi represents on Lama Beis is Beis Hillel and says no. Mitl tavikai is enough because that's enough lenin yibum, because all you need is the shame iser. Not because they're disagreeing about how mitl tavikai works. They both agree that there's a shame iser here. The shail is the shame iser, the shame erva, enough to pater from yibum, or do you need mamish the chalos iser befoel in order to pater from yibum? That's what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel might be arguing about. And again, the two svaras, Ramban representing Beis Shammai and Rashi representing Beis Hillel on Lama Beis, would be a representative of that as well. Okay, Adkan, we'll stop here.
Could yeah. Be
yeah. Yeah. For sure. Well, again.
Before that.
Oh, before that.
The one before the Tosfos that we're discussing, he says, Shinosa Chai Masa Masa Beis. Avgav Chayagav Nishar Beis Shammai Tzara Leibu Mila'el became the Lo Chayel Isra'esh Yisach Chashim Shol Makom Mitzvah, and said you don't get off the ground with a litzor or anything. But Rishim Leis Lehas Svara, translation, Beis Hillel doesn't have the svara,
right?
Because I lost my place. Then we come up on Harehi Hsav. Meaning,
it's related, but is it the same? It's related in the sense that he's saying, you're saying you don't have a mitzvah yibum unless you have a shame Hsav, even though she's not befoel, right?
Yeah.
It's related in that way, but it's not the same thing. Meaning, it's not about the ptur; it's about the mitzvah of yibum, right? Well, it's not b'makom mitzvah. Unless she's mamish neishach, or it's not b'makom mitzvah. Unless
Beis Shammai thinks that it's not b'makom mitzvah when the achuz isha is first, then she's just an achuz isha shelo b'makom mitzvah.
Right. But I'm just saying it's so the same. I think it's
can't ever stick.
Right. But it's like, isn't it a different application of the same yisod, right? What you're saying? What patters from yibum? Shame erva or iser erva, right?
Yes.
And you're also saying, meaning in the other direction, what keeps her an ashes achiv l'inyan having the mitzvah of yibum, right? Having the shame erva or that, so that
such that
yeah, that's very gishmak. Yeah, that's very gishmak. I hear. I mean, I don't know, but I hear that. Shkayach. Good.